This is regional news coverage from the KBIA newsroom. I'm Ryan Famuliner. Two groups that have been pushing to get initiatives stiffening regulations on payday loans and raising Missouri's minimum wage are giving up their fight to get the measures on the November ballot. The Kansas City Star reports the groups, Missourians for Responsible Lending and Give Missourians a Raise, announced this morning there wasn't enough time to meet the September 21st deadline for finalizing the ballot. Secretary of State Robin Carnahan last month announced neither measure had collected enough signatures to be placed on the ballot. The groups argued against that claim, saying a significant number of signatures were improperly invalidated. Supporters of the measures say they still believe they collected enough signatures, but they've decided to drop their lawsuit challenging Carnahan's ruling. A new report shows Columbia could seek voter approval to raise the hotel tax to pay for a new terminal at Columbia Regional Airport. Cities like Columbia are authorized to impose a hotel tax of up to 7% to fund the, quote, promotion, operation, and development of tourism. The report also says the city could also legally levy a fee on each occupied hotel room. Kansas City has such a fee, charging hotels and motels $1.50 per occupied room. Mayor Bob McDavid and several city officials and business leaders have called for a new terminal. They say it's needed to accommodate the extra passengers the airport will receive when flights between Columbia and Orlando International Airport begin November 20th. The University of Missouri is trying to mend fences with authors while restoring the reputation and funding of its academic press. The university announced plans in June to close the press, prompting outrage in the academic community. Some authors demanded their publishing rights returned. That decision was reversed last Tuesday when university officials said the press would continue to produce books and digital publications. University officials plan to shift control of the press from the four-campus university system to the Columbia campus. Former Missouri Chancellor Richard Wallace is leading a team that will guide the transition. He says one of the top priorities will be working to persuade authors to stay with the press. The Columbia Daily Tribune reports financing is another concern, and financial support is being worked out. Campfires once again will be allowed at Missouri conservation areas, thanks to rain from the remnants of Tropical Storm Isaac this Labor Day weekend. The drought prompted the Missouri Department of Conservation's fire ban in June, but it's now been lifted for all of the nearly 1,000 conservation areas it manages. Supporters say a new state law will make Missouri intersections safer. Brendan Culliton reports from Jefferson City.
The law forces Missouri and its cities to adopt federal traffic safety standards for the length of yellow lights. Senator Jim Lemke says the law will make intersections safer by allowing drivers more time to stop at yellow lights.
The studies that show that when you lengthen what they call the dilemma zone, that you actually have less accidents and you write less tickets.
Lemke says there was evidence of some cities lowering yellow light timers below federal traffic safety standards to generate revenue. He says the law may reduce red light ticket revenue for cities, but the ultimate goal should be to protect citizens at intersections. Reporting from the Capitol, I'm Brendan Cullerton.
For KBIA News, I'm Ryan Famuliner.